I have had many losses over the years, and both my parents passed away 6 years ago. I have found that taking refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, keeping the precepts, and having daily meditation practice helps. There is peacefulness and gratitude. I have heard that if one wants to share merits with the deceased, one could. I have been wondering what is the proper way. Could you give some guidance? Thank you, Lopa. So, it's actually very beautiful, that intention. And that is exactly what is merit or meritorious. It's not brownie points for being a Buddhist. It's much more around the a recollection of the goodness that one has done and that sincere wish that, through the goodness that I have done, may, say, in this case, may my parents benefit or whoever one is dedicating to. And of course, that can be, it can be directed specifically. It can be directed more generally. Just the that dedication of that again, and it's somewhat tied to that well-wishing of loving kindness, but it's a bit more, maybe it's a bit more specific. But also, I think one of the things, it's like the sharing of merit is how it's translated, and it's hard to find a decent translation into English because it is a concept that's maybe not so familiar to our culture, although not really. I mean, that in the sense that, we all recognize that goodness, there are benefits to that that people can share in. But the word in the scriptural language is punya, and there's a it's kind of a short discourse that the Buddha gives, but he's speaking to the monks, and it's, do not be afraid of punya. And so punya is another word for happiness. So it's like, normally it's the, it's like say, the happiness that comes through one's, having that feeling of refuge, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, of keeping the precepts, having a commitment to a training of the heart, a commitment to generosity and kindness. I mean, those are all extremely wholesome activities, and on reflection, they elicit a sense of happiness and well-being. So it's a punya. And then the sense is, and punya is accomplished through the heart itself. It's not necessarily, I mean, there's different things that people do in different cultures, in different Buddhist cultures, as a part of dedication of merit. But those are the kind of the vehicle or the avenues of being able to do direct attention, but punya is accomplished through the heart itself, and it's just that intention, that feeling, that wish, and that in itself is the accomplishment of say of merit. There's an interesting. Because it's associated with goodness, it's associated with happiness and well-being. There's a Tibetan saying that I came across, that kind of it's a spark of merit is worth more than a mountain of effort. You know, so it's a really interesting, because there is a sense of, you know, that sense of merit in its true sense, the punya, and that sense of happiness and brightness that comes from reflecting on goodness and wanting to do goodness, is kind of, it's really approaching selflessness. And effort can so often be so much me driving, I've got to get this done, I've got to accomplish, I've got to achieve, I've got to, I got to get my samadhi, I got to get my jhanas, I got to get my insight, and you know, it's kind of admirable, but also sometimes it's missing the point. So this sense of how do we soften the heart and really expand that sense, so that merit is one thing, and certainly in terms of that dedication is just setting that wish in the mind and bringing it to mind in different occasions. And of course, when we're on formal occasions, those are things that that people do. They'll like at the monastery, there will be people will come to the monastery on the anniversary of their say loved one's passing or some other occasions. And ask the community to dedicate chanting, or people will call us or send emails, would you dedicate chanting for so and so, and that intention, and then knowing that something is being done, there's an accomplishment of punya there. It's just that, say, the activity or the action is the catalyst, but what's really important is the heart behind it.